Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. Do you need up to $10,000 in your bank account today? Introducing Bitty Advance, the nation's leader in micro-advance funding for small businesses. As a direct funder, we supply the funds without the rigid bank rules. If you've been in business for 2 months or more, generate at least $4,000 a month in revenue, and have a business checking account, you're all set. And don't worry, credit is not a factor, because the number one rule in business is to stay in business. Do you need inventory? A new marketing plan? Are you behind in some business bills? If you're a business owner that wants to grow and can use $2,000 to $10,000 today, call Bitty Advance now. And in just one quick free 2-minute call, you could get funded today for $2,000 to $10,000. Call now.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
It's the annual Consumer Tech Show in Vegas. I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into tomorrow as we launch our 25th year on the air from here. The biggest electric car announcement, we think, here was Sony's EVCOX. It's a concept car. We'll talk more about it on the show, so do tune in for that as we continue bringing you further into tomorrow. This CES special brought to you in part by
Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com. By CE Week 2020 in New York, the epicenter for emerging trends, new innovation, and the networking event of the year. Check out ceweekny.com. And by Zero Standby Energy, a revolutionary miniaturized circuit that reduces appliance energy consumption. Visit zerostandbyenergy.org.
How about the world's first AI-powered side-following suitcase bringing us into tomorrow? Yep, that's what our next guest is doing. He's the Vice President of Sales for the Americas for a company called ForwardX. Nick Temple. Nick, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Thanks very much for having us.
It's a pleasure. When I saw your suitcase following you, and I'm thinking, no strings attached, no cables, no nothing. Yeah. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. I have seen in the past a couple of somewhere around the world that we were covering some event, somebody trying to do that, and it just kept falling off the stage. And I thought, okay, well, that's not a good demo. But I'm thinking this was really working. Now, we've got Rick on our team who's behind Nick here at our broadcast area at the Showstoppers press event, walking around, and the suitcase is following him. How does that work?
Yep, so we've been, ForwardX is really a technology company that focuses on computer vision. So we've embedded computer vision down into the suitcase. So there's actually 5 cameras that are on this suitcase. And so we take an image of the wearer or the user, and as they move around, the system's smart enough to recognize them amongst a crowd of people and attempt to follow them.
And so it's using cameras.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
I'm noticing that you've put kind of a little wearable device on Rick's wrist as well. So I guess that aids in saying, hey, I'm the owner. But it's also the cameras that are using some facial recognition to say, that's my owner, stay with him?
Yeah, there's multiple different categories within computer vision and AI and how you either recognize an object or differentiate, look at orientation. So we take care of all that in the background. But ultimately, the wristband, what it does is it also provides the user with some peace of mind. So it has some haptics built into it. So if they get too far ahead, it'll vibrate. Or, you know, it's a camera-based system, so if you can't see it can't see you. So the haptics will warn you that I can't see you. The other thing that we've built into the wristband is also ultra-wideband technology, so which is a low-frequency Wi-Fi network. And what that can do is, as a secondary, because it drains battery very quickly, as a secondary option, it will allow you to the suitcase to try to catch up with you using that UWB signal.
Now, if it's trying to catch up with me at an airport, will it run into people, knock them down out of the way? I've got Dave's stuff.
Well, just like you can run into another person, you could run into the suitcase, right? So, but it does try to avoid people and objects using that same computer vision technology. You know, one of the tests is also orientation. We've got some demonstration on that, but we can tell the difference between a person's left shoulder and right shoulder. And if we know that they're moving in one direction, we can predict ultimately where they're moving. So that's how the AI gets built into our product as well.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I love that. And it's also got built-in USB ports, right?
Yep.
So we
yep.
can be charging our devices yep. while it's following us around.
Yep. So when you're in the airport, you might have to remove the battery if you want to check the luggage. So it's very easy to remove, but the battery also has secondary USB ports. So if you want to charge your phone on the fly or mm-hmm. your tablet or whatever before you get on the plane, then you're more than welcome to do so.
What about TSA? Do they say, yeah. oh, no, you don't. What is that? I've never seen that before.
I'm sure you can run into some pesky TSA people. Yeah. Sorry if they're your listeners, but they're good people, I'm sure. But, you know, if you run into some issues with it, you can always there's a card, actually, which lists the FCC regulations, which we've been approved by. You can try to explain the technology using that card. It's in English and in Chinese. We're actually a Beijing-based research company.
Very cool. That would be ForwardX, the company
Ovis product.
It's an Ovis product by ForwardX.
Correct.
And that's very cool. Is it available now?
It is, yes. So we had a very successful pre-production launch through Indiegogo. We sold about 3,000 units worldwide. And now we're in a position where we're in production. So we've got units on the shelf in our warehouse in Los Angeles, ready to ship. You can purchase them directly through our website.
And how much are they? Is there only the one size, like the one we're showing on our videos?
Yeah, so we have the 32-liter option right now today, and that's the only option that we're off in the market. It comes in four different colors. We're hoping to also get some Disney rights. Because in China we have rights, we have R2-D2 versions as
well. Oh, how cool.
Which is pretty fun.
I'd love R2-D2 following me through the airport.
So we're working on that here in the U.S. as well, but you can imagine.
The idea to keep it small enough is that if you carry it on the plane, it's an overhead or it fits under your seat. So.
Yes, yep.
Love it. And did you mention how much?
$799.
$799.
Is the retail value. Yeah.
Very cool. Carry your stuff and let it be in a high-tech manner, because that's what it's all about, especially here on Into Tomorrow. Nick, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks very much.
Keep it up, because this is very cool, and I hope you also get those rights, because it'd be neat to go through the airport and have your luggage just following you in all kinds of characters, if you will. You can visit them at Ovis, OVIS.ForwardX.com. Ovis.ForwardX.com. We'll get you there at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, back with more as we continue our 25th year at CES right here on the Advanced Media Network.